This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Hey there, Reset fam. It's Sasha, and it's Saturday, so why don't you kick back, relax, and let me paint you a picture. It's a beautiful summer afternoon. The sun cuts through the leaves of a tree above you as you settle into a lawn chair with a cold beverage. And you get to listen to this smooth, slightly psychedelic jazz performed live. Well, good news. You can make this fantasy come true this Sunday at Palmer Square Park on the Northwest Side. We're listening to the Chicago jazz group Birdsong. And if you think you recognize the tune, well, I bet you're a deadhead. Yes, Birdsong is a jazz Grateful Dead cover band. They're on the lineup this Sunday for Live on Logan, a free weekly concert series. We talked to Live on Logan organizer and jazz lover Sergio Castro and Birdsong band leader and accomplished saxophonist Pat Malinger. Now, Pat, before we get to Live on Logan, tell me about this band Birdsong. You've got to be a huge Grateful Dead fan.
Yeah, long time, for 30 years.
Yeah, and so how do you do that? How do you turn Grateful Dead work into jazz?
I began like in the 1994, my first release, actually. I put a couple Dead covers on it as I was inspired by Jerry and the band, and I liked what they were doing melodically, and a lot of things that attracted me. I like the compositions and and certain aspects of the band I thought could be translated into jazz quite well.
Yeah, I mean, jazz has that improvisational component to it, right?
True.
So does that work well then with the Grateful Dead's classic jam band style?
Yeah, I think it works great. And I always, when I went to actually go hear the band a number of times in the early 90s and such, I was always thinking they should have horns, you know,
because
yeah. It's really there's a lot of orchestra aspects of that music, and now they're doing it actually. Bob Weir and them are Wolf Brothers, and they're experimenting with all sorts of instruments and orchestras and arrangements of that. So, but I was doing it early, and I was hearing that in my early days the bird song came to. Life about 3 years ago, I guess, we started streaming.
Oh, nice.
And so I was doing it with Sabretooth as well. We were at the Green Mill for 27 years.
Wow.
Every Sunday morning or Saturday night.
Wow, that's a long stretch.
Yeah, from midnight to 5 a.m. Was our band Sabretooth. So we were playing around with that a little bit, the Grateful Dead stuff, and we put an album out, Sabretooth Plays Dead. And since we're not back at the Green Mill anymore, that kind of launched Birdsong in that vein,
right?
To play around with those compositions.
Cool.
But the difference is, though, is that I now playing with Grateful Dead community as opposed to before. It was like making jazz guys play Dead stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
And this is a little bit different. Yeah, now I got some. People who are really they live the music and
so cool
and this one we're talking about this coming Sunday, we have the great Dan Trudell, who's an awesome organist. He's a Hammond B3 organist.
Well, let's get some of the backstory on Live on Logan, Sergio. I'm so curious.
Yeah, it basically started during the pandemic, and my wife and I love music, and we love going to see bands, and it was basically a stab in the heart when everything sort of stopped.
Yeah.
And so another reason being is that, everybody was, I wouldn't say everybody, but, you know, there was a call for saving the stages, but, you know, nobody was talking about saving the musicians. You know, these are guys like Pat and you know, of the likes that all of a sudden, you know, their professional career came to a stop. And so I was inspired by a guy named Danny Bauer. He was doing it in Old Town. And so I decided to kind of build a stage in the front of my house on Logan Boulevard. And just sort of had a stage and started announcing it, and people started coming.
I mean, this, I don't want to skip over that. This started in your front yard.
It did, yes.
And then why did it move to Palmer Square Park?
It moved over on two fronts. One, a neighbor started complaining, and, you know.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah, which is okay. You know, we worked it out, and, you know, I preemptively called, you know, the aldermen, and they were saying, hey, listen, you know, we back whatever you're doing, but if a neighbor calls, you know, you got to stop. And so with that, the Palmer Square Advisory Council reached out to me and asked if they can do it, if I can bring it over to Palmer Square Park. And so it's been there for now running 3 years.
Wow. That is a long time. Well, I want to hear some more music. So here's Ronan from the Chicago group, the J. Davis Trio. Sergio, tell us a little bit about the J. Davis Trio. When are they performing for Live on Logan?
They are performing. Yeah, put me on the spot here. let's see. I think they're in August.
They're in a few weeks.
Yeah, August 27th. They're
playing. Well, tell us more about them.
Yeah. Well, J. Davis Trio, I used to follow back in the late 90s, early aughts. They played around clubs, and I thought they were just one of those bands that should have been famous, you know. And so I kept following them. And then when we were doing Live on Logan, Chris Green actually plays saxophone in a band. And I didn't realize that. And then he asked, you know, if J. Davis Trio can play. And I said, oh, yeah, I remember those guys. Absolutely. So so they've played, I think, almost every year for this. And they're, of course, playing this this August. So, and and they're great.
Yeah. You know, and Pat, you have been around Chicago's jazz community, as we talked about. It's been nearly two decades, right? I mean, what sets an outdoor concert like the one that Sergio is hosting in Palmer Square apart, you think, from something like the Jazz Showcase at the Green Mill?
I think there's the community aspect of it, and it's was rooted in Logan Square, so you've got a lot of neighbors coming out and families coming out, kids playing on climbing trees, and it's just a beautiful setting, especially where it is now, Palmer Square Park, which really opens a lot of possibility, a lot of space for people, and volume of people too. It can really accommodate a lot of people, and so I think. And yeah, just the neighborhood feel of it, and then the Logan Square Market, Farmers Market, is is just 10 minutes a walking distance north of that, so people can kind of come from the Farmers Market and discover it.
Sounds like a great time.
It's a real fun time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're listening to Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and we've been talking to Sergio Castro, who's organizer of Live on Logan, a weekly concert series that's free to the public, and it's hosted in Palmer Square. We've also been talking to Pat Malinger, who's a saxophonist and member of the jazz group Birdsong. You can catch his group perform this Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. in Palmer Square Park. Thank you so much for coming in. 1 p.m., rather.
Yeah.
Appreciate you coming in. Thanks, guys.
All right. No problem. Thank you.
Right now. now we will turn to another community organized event that's just around the corner, Avram Farm Party. Spencer Tweedy is a Chicago drummer who's played in countless bands with local talent, Elizabeth Moen and Liam Kazar, to name a few, and a co-organizer for this independently organized music festival. Spencer, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Good to see you. So we're listening right now to Vivi Lightbody, who's a local artist who's going to be performing at Avram Farm Party. And it's just fantastic. Let's start there.
Yeah.
Give us a rundown of the other acts, though, that you have on the list.
Well, this is the first year we're inviting somebody from far outside the Chicago community. Our headliner is Katie Kirby, a really great, relatively new artist. And we also have Macy Stewart. We have the Chicago rock band Rat Boys,
nice,
who have a great new record coming out produced by Chris Walla from Death Cab for Cutie. And Squirrel Flower, and a whole host of close to 20 other local Chicago artists.
How did the Avram Farm Party come to be?
Well, the farm that the festival is on is the family farm of my co-organizer, Hayden Holbert.
Oh, okay.
His grandfather, Lester, was a painter and a sculptor, and he bought the farm in the 1950s not to produce food, but rather as a painting and sculpture studio.
Oh.
And it rubbed off on Hayden as we were growing up, playing in bands together in Chicago, the notion of running a farm. I think Hayden might have just been born wanting to be a farmer, because he would be reading books about raising chickens when we were like waiting to play shows at age 12.
Oh my goodness.
Stuff like that. But anyway, when Hayden became an adult, he turned the farm into a working produce and livestock farm, pasture-based livestock. And he invited me to book music as part of basically a promotional event for the farm and all of the regenerative agricultural things that he was doing then.
Yeah, and I hear attendees, they can camp out, and you're providing meals too, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's such a different vibe than the usual festival.
It is, yeah. The rather than, I mean, with no disrespect to the traditional food fair at other festivals, all of the food that people eat on the farm is produced on the farm and from a variety of growers in the region who are all, you know, share the same ethos as Avram Farm. So it's really, really delicious food, and it's produced by the community.
You think this sort of hospitality does build a sense of community?
I think so. I mean, every year we have the same experience of, you know, this anxiety and uncertainty leading up to producing an event, and then almost immediately after doors open, remember why it's all worth it, because we see people come up to us and tell us that it's like their favorite place to be or their favorite moment of the summer.
Yeah. Well, I saw on your website that Avram Farm Party will have craft and gardening workshops too. Tell us a bit about that.
Hayden's mom is an avid gardener, and we also have members of our extended, you know, friend and family network who do papermaking workshops and arts activities with kids. We have a photographer who actually produces silver gelatin prints on site. If people choose to do that, and they compose, and he uses his, you know, 100-year-old camera on them. So it's,
wow,
there's a lot, variety of things like that.
Well, here's another track from a local band. This is the new single, The Window, from Rat Boys. Let's listen.
I walked across the green grass to where I knew you.
I've been doing a lot of music interviews now since being in Chicago a little over 2 years, and I've realized that the music scene here is so close.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people know each other. I mean, does this weekend feel like one massive camping trip with your friends?
Kind of. I mean, our festival is modeled after a self-produced friends and family only festival that a close friend of ours runs, also in Wisconsin. But even things like Pitchfork Music Festival, which is next weekend, even that, which is obviously of a much larger scale, shares, I think, what you're describing about Chicago,
yeah,
where it feels like
That closeness.
And, you know, it's that, too, is produced by musicians and produced by people who are in the arts community, you know, putting taking on a different role.
Yeah, and it's the fifth anniversary coming up for this fest. Are you doing anything fun to celebrate?
Expanding to, you know, a national act like Katie Kirby as our headliner is the main thing we're doing to celebrate. But not really. We're just looking to keep the train going and continue to, you know, make it sustainable and improve every aspect of it.
Before I let you go, where can folks get tickets?
People can find tickets at avromfarmparty.com, which is A-V-R-O-M farmparty.com.
That's Spencer Tweedy, co-organizer for Avrom Farm Party, an independent music fest located in Green Lake, Wisconsin. Tickets are on sale now, and the fest will be taking place in early August. Thank you so much for coming in, Spencer.
Thank you.
Let's go out on another track from a band who's on Avrom's lineup. This is Waiting for the Moon by Family Junket. This episode of Reset was produced by Ethan Schwab, and it was edited by Andrew Merriweather and Dan Tucker. That'll do it for Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll have another episode for you Monday morning. We'll talk to you then.
Keep you here forever.